Well, some of the foreigners fighting with ISIS militants in Iraq and Syria are coming from the small Balkan country of Kosovo. While Kosovo's ethnic Albanian majority is mostly Muslim, Kosovo is not known as a breeding ground for radical Islam. It's considered one of Europe's most pro-American countries. That's left officials there struggling to understand how as many as 200 of their young men have ended up fighting with jihadists. The BBC's Linda Presley reports.
Well, it's dusk now outside the Supreme Court here in the center of Pristina, a building that today is being very heavily guarded by armed special police, because the authorities here in Kosovo made further arrests here of people they suspect of Islamic extremism. Around 70 people have been detained across Kosovo. Allegations range from participation in terrorist groups and violation of public order to the incitement of hatred. Two of Raif Bush's sons were among those picked up. Last year they were in Syria for 2 months. I asked Raif why they went.
It's unemployment and they were manipulated.
Does he think that now people should be stopped from going to Syria, young Kosovans?
They have to find jobs for these people. We fought for our country, so they have to find jobs for them here in their own country.
Raif's sons have never had formal jobs. Unemployment among the young in Kosovo is over 50%. Yetta Jarrow is the director of the Balkan Investigative Reporting Network, and her journalists have been following the court cases of some of those recently picked up by the police.
We're hearing that the main draw to going to Syria or even thinking about it is the financial incentive, the 60 euro per day fee to fight as a mercenary in Syria.
But she also thinks Kosovo's political status is key to understanding Kosovo's jihadis. This is a nation sitting outside international structures like the United Nations and isn't universally recognised as independent.
They're taking on the radical ideology also because this is the most isolated country in Europe. So for a young person in Kosovo who wants to see the world and who should have gone on a Eurorail, instead you go to Eurorail to the east. You actually go for an excursion a year out in your gap year to go and see the fighting.
That might be the case for some of the young tempted to leave Kosovo, but it doesn't apply to Arben Abazi. He had a job, a home, a wife and an 8-year-old son, Erian. On Monday the 7th of July, he told his wife, Pramvera, he was taking their son on an excursion to the mountains for a few days. Pramvera's cousin, Suad Sadullahi, told me what happened next.
Thursday midday, her husband, Arben, texts her saying that he's in Syria with Erian and he will call her back later. She was in shock. She couldn't move. She couldn't speak.
And were there any signs that your cousin had before her husband left? Any signs that he might be thinking about this?
He got into a more practice in a religion 6 years ago. And he was lately trying to push her as well, like, you know, to wear a hijab or to practice.
What kind of contact have you had with Erian? What do you know about where he's living or how he is?
On 15th of July, we managed to get in touch with him. I started speaking to him, like, how are you? Where is your father? He was like, my father is in training camp and I'm very far away.
The pictures of Erian on social media show him holding up one finger in the ISIS sign and tumbling around with other children next to the militants' black flag. It was another 2 months before the family spoke to Erian again, this time on Skype.
We thought he's more grown up, and because he had his head shaved, for me, he was like speaking more like a man, even though he's only like 8 years old.
So what do you understand about how Erian is living?
He's living with Albanian families over there. Most of them are from Kosovo, but they are also from Albania and Macedonia as well.
From what Suad says, it seems there's a whole Albanian community living together somewhere in ISIS-held territory in Syria. So will Erian come back to Kosovo? Suad is optimistic.
The key is his dad, because according to their procedures or rules, if he says that Erian has to go back, then he will come back. And hopefully we'll see him very soon back.
That reporting from the BBC's Linda Presley in Kosovo.